Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Hourglass Bride. We have such an exciting show today, and of all the shows that we've done, every week we're giving people keys and tools to be able to create better relationships, to be able to enhance the value of your life, and also ways to connect, to be closer, and it's all about relationships. And of all the episodes and shows that we've done, this one is so much fun. It's amazing. I met today's guest, and immediately when she was telling me what she was doing, my eyes just lit up like stars. I was so excited, and I thought, what a wonderful idea, and what a wonderful thing to bring to the show and to bring to all of you, and so I'm thrilled. We have today Meredith O'Brien Cannon, and she has a company called The Mommy's Game. The Mommy's Game, it's fantastic. And she is a professional relationship coach, and she is the owner of Cannon Coaching and Consulting. So she really is precise, she's focused, she's insightful, she's caring, she's amazing in, you know, emerging relationships. And so I'm so thrilled all the way around to be talking to her and to bring you all that she does. She is also the creator of the Mommy's Game, which I love, and I'm so thrilled to be talking about that. And over 10 years ago, she was going through her own divorce, and she began participating in personal development seminars. She did the Landmark Education. She worked with Allison Armstrong, who is a personal friend of mine, and the PACS programs. And I love Allison and all of her work, and it certainly has affected me and my life and how I deal with men. So I'm so thrilled that Meredith worked with Allison as well, and we'll talk about that. And also T. Harv Eker, also a friend at Peak Potentials. And then through these programs, she began to really enjoy the difference that she was making for others. And she learned that she had a talent with coaching. And I'm telling you, when you talk to her, you just feel like she sees through you and she's talking to your heart. She's just incredible. And with this in mind, she became professionally trained as a coach by Coach U, and she is a core, essential, and an advanced coach training program graduate from Coach U. She's also certified by the International Coach Federation, from which she holds the designation of Associate Certified Coach. And then after creating her own dream relationship, which I can't wait to hear about, she designed programs to help others find romance and happiness too. Maybe she'll take me on as a client. Who knows? Meredith is now happily married, and she's been with her husband for over 8 years, which is just beautiful. You know, when we talk about starting over again, and we talk about that so often, people that have been married 2 or 3 times, and how do you make this stick, and how do you do it differently, and how do you have a family now and really live that happily ever after? And I know that she has tools and techniques that can help you with that. And now they have a beautiful and super active and adventurous 2-year-old daughter, Mackenzie, who is absolutely adorable. And Meredith, and when she went through this difficult transition into motherhood, she just was sort of proclaiming herself as a domestic disaster. And she was an expert at creating games, and she wanted to create a game that had support and that had a life that works and something that would really be fabulous for people. And so she created the Mommy's Game to help herself have balance and to give herself support in all areas of the life that she was struggling. And now she's able to bring it to you. So she is committed to helping other mommies have more fun. And I'll tell you, I went on this website. It's fantastic. It is hysterical. It is bright. It is beautiful. It just makes you want to play immediately. And I love in her card, it says it's fun, it's free, go register and play. And I know that as soon as the show is over, you're going to be racing to your computers and to play the Mommy's Game. So she has gone from a struggle to confidence, and she is teaching people how to do that in all areas of their life, including their home environment, their relationships, and certainly in parenting. So I am so excited and so thrilled for today's show. So welcome our guest today, Meredith O'Brien Cannon. Meredith, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here, Nicole. This opportunity was just kismet or whatever you say. It was just really fabulous meeting you, and just really excited to be here and be able to share with what I'm up to and make a difference for everybody who's listening.
This is such a wonderful subject. So let's start with, what is the Mommy's Game? I'm looking at this, and it is fantastic. As soon as you said it, it's one of those things that you say, yes, let's play. And so first, what is it and how did you create it and all of that?
Perfect. So it's just a game that you play, and it's a team game. So it's for teams of mommies. Grab a friend, grab your sister, grab a sister-in-law, and get teams to play with you. And basically, you have all of this domestic stuff that you have to do as a mom. You have to get the dishes done every day. You have to do the laundry. You have to pick up and tidy up after your kids and your husband and everything like that. Well, as moms, we don't necessarily get a lot of credit for what we do. You know, especially the really mundane and boring stuff. So this game is to help inspire you with the mundane and boring. So you get points, you can win prizes, and you have all these little projects to take on throughout the week. One of the things that mommies tend to let fall behind is our self-care. And so that's like the biggest points that you can get in the game. So you take on a self-care project, whether it's your health and well-being, getting a massage, a mani-pedi, whatever it is that feeds your soul, you get to choose what it is and you get the most points for that. You also get points for getting a good night's sleep because mommies, we need our sleep.
How I love with that. Our kids.
So, yeah, it's really just a game to help create balance.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's wonderful. And when I'm looking at your resume, for me, I know what it's like, and so many times we have people that call in on this show, and they're exactly where you were. They left a bad marriage, a bad relationship, and then they've created a new life, and they want this one to be different. They want this
yeah.
marriage. They want to do it differently this time, and they want this to stick, this to work. And so how does the Mommy's Game help that, and what was your own journey in getting here?
Well, my journey in getting here was, you know, as you mentioned, I was divorced over 10 years ago. I was married. I was pretty young. And my ex-husband was an alcoholic, and I wasn't really clear on what that was. And I, you know, hopped into therapy and went to Al-Anon, and I did all those things. And I said, okay, how is this very powerful woman of me living under this gray cloud? And how did I get here? And how do I avoid this mistake in the future? So I, like you said, jumped into all of these personal development seminars, and mostly I went for my career, to change my career, and it really shifted who I was. And I really got the keys and how to create my life the way I was designing it. And that's what I did. I said, okay, well, who am I? Who am I really? What am I looking for in my life? And who is going to be that perfect partner for me? And how the heck do I attract this guy? And, of course, my dad loves this story. As soon as I got divorced, I went out and bought myself a California king bed, and I said, I am going to create a very tall man, and I need to have a bed that's going to support him. My husband is 6'4". So I created it, and he is the only man that's ever slept in this bed.
So oh, my gosh. And how tall is he?
6'4".
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah,
you did it.
I did it. And there's so many other things about who he is, and all of that stuff was created. And I just did the homework, and I did, you know, who did I want to be as my highest healed, awesome self? And who is the guy that's going to be the one to help me attract that, to help that be the person that's always around? And my husband is fabulous about that. And his name is Michael, but most of the time I refer to him as Cap. So if you hear me talking about Cap, that is my lovely husband. And the reason he's called Cap is that he worked for Marvel Comics for over 20 years as Captain America. And he would travel the world dressed as Captain America and do shows on bullying and things like that and making a difference for kids. So that's something that we have in common. And but anyway, so that's kind of how I got my beautiful relationship. And then unfortunately, neither Cap nor I are very domestically, you know, kind of naturally clean people, you know. One of my mother-in-laws is very clean. Like, she's got the systems down. Her house looks immaculate all the time. The dishes are done. The sink is, you know, all never cluttered. My house, not so much. We have piles of laundry on the side of the bed. We have piles of laundry piled up in the hampers as they get higher and higher. The bottles, when you have a baby, oh, my goodness, the amount of cleaning and the scrubbing of the bottles in and of itself is like chore after chore after chore. And the dishes, they pile up. You try to cook and eat healthy, and you get more dishes from, I got a pot and a pan for my veggies over here, and I got a bottle, you know, a big pot for the boiling water. And it just, it's like, it's amazing how much extra stuff. And the laundry babies produce, oh, my goodness. My daughter drinks a ton of milk, and she pee-pees through her diaper all the time. At one point, I was putting her in a nighttime diaper plus an extra diaper on the outside, and I still have to clean sheets constantly. And so it's the clothes, and little kids, they go through clothes like 3 and 4 outfits in a given day. When they're little infants, it's even more stuff. You don't go, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have this fabulous, beautiful life. And, oh, my gosh, how much more stuff do I have to take care of now that she's in my life? It's so much laundry. So the game came out of my just inability to be able to get all of this stuff done. And I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed to have friends come over to my house. And I was just like, oh, my God, they're going to think I'm such a slob. And how do I raise a kid in this awful, awful environment? And it was heartbreaking to not, you know, be able to say, oh, come over and have your kids come play. I'm just embarrassed by it. And so the other thing is that I really, really wanted to have another kid. I still really want to have another kid. And my husband and I, because Mackenzie is so active, you know, we have to keep a close eye on her a lot. And there's always that attention to make sure, because she likes to climb on top of the side of the edge of the couch or the furniture that's right behind it and come up and say, hi, mommy, look at me.
That's such a typical 2-year-old, and that's, and I'm sure that so many people that are listening to the show right now, they so can relate. If they've had children, they know it too, what that's like. And that's usually when someone says, oh, we're going to have another child and keep the child company. And that's also a time when that child starts to come to life and you start thinking, oh, look, they're playing a game. Oh, they're watching a video. I can take 10 minutes for myself and do something. And it's really doesn't work that way, that you actually can paint your nails or that you actually can take a minute to dust the table or whatever that is, because a child at 2, even though we think, okay, now they're getting independent, and so that's going to give us a little bit of freedom, instead that independence makes us watch them more carefully, that you're saying, that, you know, that they don't fall off of something or get stuck in something or slam their fingers in something. And so, and I love that you were so honest in that the house is a mess or that not everybody's perfect or how difficult it is to spin plates, because when we, you know, everybody thinks, oh, the fairy tale life, you know, we're going to get married and live happily ever after. And my friend Julie got married recently and she was so excited. She was so, so, so excited to get married. And they were getting everything ready and they bought a house and they were moving into the house. And then she came to my house and she was crying. And I said, what happened? And she said, well, you know, we were shopping for the house. And I said, you know, and she said, we had this great morning. And I said, what happened? She said, and then he said, what kind of broom do you want? She said, broom? What kind of broom do I want? He said, well, yes, at some point we're going to need to sweep the floors. So, and she was like, you don't think about we're going to need a broom. She just wanted the drapes and the spray, like she wasn't thinking, you know, broom, vacuum cleaner, whatever that is. We do have to buy those things for the house. And so when that reality sets in and the fact that you have created a system to make all these things, it's like the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious or, you know, whatever that is, or a spoonful of sugar, that you can get all this stuff done in fun and song. You know, you expect the bluebirds to be dancing on your shoulder like Enchanted when you get up in the morning with the baby. So so how did you then say, okay, we're going to systemize this?
Well, so part of what was happening is I was calling one of my girlfriends who was in one of those, you know, training programs that I was in, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, I can't do this. And she's like, well, create a structure around it. Get some support around it. She's like, what do you need? And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's perfect. I can create a game. And so that's what I did. I started looking at it, and my husband and I were talking. I'm like, okay, the essence of what I was trying to get to was great mom, right? What are the ways of being of a great mom? Where are the areas that I am lacking as a mom? And I was like, all right, so first of all, we need this domestic side, because again, the reason I was on the phone with my friend is I'm like, how am I ever going to handle another kid with this all this stuff? I can barely handle this first one. And so it was like, all right, well, if the dishes are getting done every day, I think that's going to help. I think if the laundry doesn't pile up after 2 weeks, you know, that's too much. I think I need to get it done weekly. And started looking at those kinds of things. But I'm like, I know myself. Just wanting to have another kid, which is a strong driving force for me, is not enough for me to do my dishes every day. It's just not for me. And it's not enough just to kind of get all that stuff done. And it's nice to get credit. And my husband's awesome, like, hey, honey, thanks for cooking today. Hey, honey, thanks for, you know, just being the awesome you that you are. But there's still something else missing. And so as a game creator, one of the things with these games that I did were about having teamwork and how the support of a team makes a difference. And moms, we get isolated, especially when you're a new mom. You're a stay-at-home mom or a work-from-home mom, and you spend all day with your kid. And you don't actually necessarily get out unless you join a playgroup or find an indoor playground or you do something else. You get really isolated. So this game has an element of teamwork in it. So you grab a couple of mom friends, and they're your team. And you also get support from your opponents. So you have to get in communication with them every day. Share your wins, share your struggles, share what's going on. This week in my game, I am stinking like nobody's business. I have, like, I think a 50-point negative right now. And it's only 250 points. So, you know, my teammates, I did give them, we won last week. So, you know, we had the highest points of the game, and we were kicking tushy, and this week, I don't know if it was the guilt from winning since I'm the creator or if it was just that I've been working so much, but I have been out of whack and out of balance this week. So I'm looking forward to see who's going to win this week's games and prizes. But it was all created so that it has that support structure. And for the most part, like, even on the days where I've been stinking it up this week, I'm at least getting more done than I think it would have been without the structure of the game, because I'm like, I don't want to bring my teammates down that much. You know what I mean? I can't be that bad. Like, right now, I'm getting my laundry done as we're on the phone. You know what I mean? I mean, it's in the wash and the dryer, so I'm not actually folding. But I think in terms of, okay, how do I structure my week so I can get all this stuff done? It creates a forward motion of thinking to help you go, okay, well, if I have to get my self-care in for my 42 points, how am I going to do it? If I'm going to get a massage, okay, then I need to at least get daddy to babysit or mom or dad to babysit or whoever I can so that I can go and take that hour and have my time, you know, or if it's a daily type of self-care, like this week I am drinking a liter of water every day, I'm flossing my teeth every night, and I'm taking my vitamins. That was my goal. I thought that was going to make a difference. So I have to remember that if by 3 o'clock I haven't had anything to drink, I got to start chugging that water, getting it in my system.
This is so great. You know, a friend of mine is Raymond Aron, and Raymond, I think, is the top goal setter in the country. And Raymond always talks about a mainly form, that, you know, every month that you should have a mess that you clean up, like a little minimum mess. It could be your desk, your Target, it could be the trunk of your car, outrageous, it could be your child's room, whatever that is, that, you know, but that you always, that there's some mess that, you know, you're focusing on cleaning, that you... The AM mainly is that you acknowledge somebody, exactly what you're doing in the game, that you increase something, like you're saying, drinking water or flossing your teeth or whatever that is. Your N is that you're doing something new. The L is that you've learned something. And the Y is that you do something for yourself, like get a massage or, like you're saying, go out and do, you know, get a babysitter and go to the movie. And so it's so fantastic to think that, you know, the very, you know, top goal setter in the world, like that this is like what the billionaires use, you know, that that's exactly instinctually what you've done for moms and created a way in which that people can proceed and lead their lives that way. And I think that's amazing. That's phenomenal. And how exciting to do it and have so much fun. I mean, I swear to you, I went to this game and I was like, I need to have a child just so I could play this game. Well, I'm just going to play with like an invisible child, because it just is great.
I've had a bunch of single people tell me that. They're like, oh, my gosh, I so need that too. So it's possible I'm going to take it to the next level, and I'll create a sub game. As this one gets successful and powerful, we'll create the, you know, singles game, you know, single men versus single women, or, you know, do something like that so that it's, you know, it's supportive and empowering. You know, you talk about there's, like, those mom competitions out there where they have competitive moms who are not competitive in a positive way. And this is to be competitive in being a great mom. But being a great mom, it's not necessarily about how you parent your kids. It's about really creating the time to have quality time, whatever you declare that to be. And it's funny that you were saying the thing about the top goal setter, because there is also another element of this that you weekly have to take on reorganizing or decluttering a part of your house. Because I'm clear that when all of my laundry is clean, I look in my drawers and they're stuffed. And I'm like, okay, I need to go through and organize my clothes because it doesn't all fit. If I have a place for everything, I wouldn't have so much clutter. So I have to start decluttering so that I can make sure I have a place for everything. So all of that stuff that you were talking about is incorporated it to really help create, that's the environment side of it, to really make sure that you have the inspiration to go, okay, I'm going to take care of this, or I'm going to take care of the car, just like you said. You know, any of these things, all of these elements, I get so excited, I get all flubbery, but they all, you know, come together to help provide the most peace and joy. And the reason it's a game and a competition is to have fun. That's one of the big things about who I am as somebody who transforms lives. I fundamentally need to be having fun to be making a difference. And
well,
I
mean, I'm sorry for interrupting. I absolutely love the idea. And I think if you do it for singles and you do it as a game, then you should include the things like, did you pick the big bed? Did you? What are the things that, you know, are going to attract that person or whatever that is? And so, you know, so you do the full gamut of relationship coaching. And I love, as well, it's like the first day with my new tongue. See how you have me tongue tied now? So
right.
When I was looking at your resume, that Alison Armstrong, I love. I mean, I cannot tell you on a daily basis, I must use 1,000 things that she has taught me in how I talk to men and how I deal with myself and how I listen to things in my house and in the relationship. I mean, her advice is so genius, and truly as a relationship coach and teaching you, you know, how to be in your own power, but how to listen to men, how to have better marriages, all of that. And so I love that you went to Allison, and I love that you went to Harv and did the peak, and Landmark, certainly I know, obviously being in the Transformational Leadership Council, the founders and all of the people working with Landmark, and how much you learn about yourself and the vulnerability of yourself and all of your personal geniuses that you have inside of you and how to bring those out. And so how did you say, okay, I'm going to look into myself and this is what I chose. I chose my marker. I chose Allison. And how did that change you going through those doors, each and every one of those doors? How did going to Landmark and how did working with Allison and how did working with Peak, and then how did you take all those pieces and say, okay, I know now how I can focus this and really create this genius idea?
It's interesting because, you know, a lot of the work I did so long ago, but it was, you know, very, it was huge transformational points in my life. I started at Landmark. A friend of mine recommended it to me, and I'm thinking, okay, yeah, something's not quite right in my life. What do I do? And at the time, it was before I married my ex-husband, and I did work, and he kept going, okay, you can't do anymore. And I'm like, okay. And I'd done this one course, the communication program, and I was like, you know, they have this advanced program in the communication program. It is calling to me. And he's like, you can't do it. I was like, okay. And I just, you know, kind of blew it off. And the things I know now. And then I went through all of that with the with my divorce. And just as I, like, decided, okay, to heck, I'm not listening to him anymore. I have my own finances. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm paying for this course, and I'm doing it. And shortly thereafter, the marriage went gone. And then it really was, there were so many things that were just so eye-opening about how you create your world. The biggest thing I got from the Landmark Forum was that I got to say who I was in the world, how I am in the world, and what is the meaning of my life. And the meaning of my life is making a difference and having a blast. That is who I am. And that is what my life, and that's what I found from the Landmark Forum. That's what I got. And then right after my divorce, somebody introduced me to Alison Armstrong, and it was also a whole other step. I learned how I'd been treating my ex in my relationship, where I was responsible for what didn't work in that and how I related to him, and how, for me, one of the biggest things was that I wasn't vulnerable in space and giving. I wasn't able to receive love. I wasn't able to receive things. I had these blocks. I was afraid that when somebody called me beautiful or complimented me in some way, that they wanted to use me for something. And I didn't get that that was me keeping people out of my space, and that that put a huge block in my marriage. And I remember I was in the middle of a course with Allison when I met my husband, Cap. And I remember we were on our second date, And I was like, okay, I got this, but I'm resisting being called beautiful. And I just thought to myself, you know what? He's going to think I'm beautiful. And literally, if you've been in my head and in that situation, the word beautiful came out of his mouth in the exact minute I thought it. And I let it in. And I got to be beautiful from an authentic spot and really own that that was me and that that was what he thought of me. And I was never going to let that go. And he still calls me beautiful. He wakes up in the morning, there's a country song that says, I don't even know if I can sing it. I'm getting all emotional anyway. And it's called Good Morning Beautiful. And he sings it to me many, many mornings. So so I got a lot.
And Meredith, I have to tell you, you know, I've met you in person, and you are beautiful. I mean, you are gorgeous, gorgeous as a woman, and you're one of the most beautiful spirits. I mean, you have such an incredible light about you. And so, yes, beautiful is absolutely who you are.
Thank you. Thank you. But you have to be willing and vulnerable to receive people's gifts and their compliments to be able to share your own. And so that was one of the big things I learned from Allison. And and then the things that I learned from Peak Potentials, I actually did a couple of programs with them, and it's amazing some of the stuff that I learned in terms of just, like, creating wealth and how to come at it from a different perspective, and the leadership that they have in that program, in those programs are awesome. And I actually did a business program, I don't even know if they still offer it, called Guerrilla Business School.
Yes, so absolutely they do, yes.
And it was, I want to say it was like in 2005 or 2006 that I took the course. And there were so many fabulous speakers and all the things that you could get and all the different distinctions and how to create your business. And so much of it I wasn't ready for when I took that course. And I'm clear that now I'm using so much of that stuff that I have and I absorbed it and that it's coming out in how the mommy's game is getting there in the world. And I also have a new business mentor as well, Ryan Eliason, and he is I don't remember his website, I can't think of it off the top of my head, but it's for socially conscious entrepreneurs. And what he teaches is also stuff that's really been kind of the catalyst point for creating the mommy's game. And actually got created when I registered for a course of his. And so it's just amazing to come at a business from a different perspective. I don't have that formal MBA, but I feel like, you know, I've started businesses, I've ended businesses, I own real estate, I have all these different things, and I think the mommy's game is the culmination of where my success is going. And I really think that it's designed in such a way that it makes a difference. And so
I can see that all of those things have come together. And I am too. I feel like looking at you and talking to you right now that it's almost like you're a peacock, you know, and all of the feathers are just spreading and all of these beautiful colors. It really, that's what it's like. You know, mommy scheme is so special. And what I truly don't know a single mom anywhere that couldn't use this game, that wouldn't love this game, that wouldn't, their life wouldn't be better, and the quality of time, and that there wouldn't be enhanced, and it wouldn't have more fun and more value, and they wouldn't enjoy the things that they're doing more just by playing the mommy's game. So I think that this is for you. It's just a bullseye. It's a fantastic idea, and it's even better in its implementation and how it affects people's lives. So I think it's just incredible. And then one of the most special parts about it as well is that you are a coach. And so you do know how to get people from A to B, and you do know how to make people's lives better, and you do know how to open people in a way, and you do know how to cherish people and appreciate people on a very different level. And so let's talk for a minute about the kind of coaching that you do, and also how somebody can find you as a coach, and also how somebody can play in the mommy's game.
Okay, so I'm going to start with the how to find me and how to get in touch with me before I get into the coaching stuff. So for the mommy's game, the website is www.themommies.com. That's because it's multiple mommies playing, so it's themommiesgame.com. And you can reach me at info@themommiesgame.com. for anything related to the Mommy's Game. And then as a coach, my coaching site, as you mentioned, is Kanan Coaching and Consulting. Some people have a lot of problems spelling my last name. If you're familiar, it's from the Bible, like the land of Canaan or Canaan. And so it is C-A-N-A-A-N. I got that double A in there, coaching.com. And I can be reached at info@canaancoaching.com. But as a coach, one of the things I find is my passion is relationships. And because I took so much time to screw up my first marriage and learn all the mistakes I've made, and I've studied so many things in so many books, that's really where my sweet spot is. And I work with all kinds of people. I have clients who are looking for love and they're struggling and they don't know what's stopping them. And I walk them through a systematic process of really getting clear and really finding the blocks. You know, as a coach, one of the things you want people to do is get out there and take action. If you're not taking action, you don't know what's stopping you, and you can't deal with it. So you have to at least take imperfect action. Whatever it may be, in whatever way, you get out there, you take the actions. You go on a date. You make a phone call. You do something. And communication is such a core part of relationships. That is also, I took a training course in over 2.5 years of communication, just delving into how to communicate, different ways of communicating, especially coming from a place of communicating with love, coming from that automatic state of communicating from love. Because, again, like I was saying before about not being able to receive, that's a discommunication or a disconnection. And so one of the things I really work with my clients with is, how do we communicate from love? What are the blocks? What is the stuff from our past that has us keep us from coming from that place of love, coming from that place of trust? Trust is such an issue, and a lot of times it comes up at the beginning when you're dating, you have that fear of something's happened in my past and it's going to get in my way. How do you come fresh from a new person and come with an open heart and open trust? And then, of course, for moms, for couples, there's so many different things that come up, and I love to work with couples. And I have a new program coming out in October that's specifically for new parents in relationships, because one thing that people don't talk about is, yes, your life shifts and your kids are phenomenal and they make such a huge difference and they do provide a different level of happy. But, oh my goodness, do they provide another level of stress on your marriage? They provide so much anxiety. There are so many things. Your sex life gets thrown out of whack. The women's hormones go kaplooey. I mean, I'll be honest. My hormones were messed up for almost an entire year. And my husband and I had a lot of things that we had to deal with. And it was not easy. They were not common problems. I had a C-section with Mackenzie because she was a 9-pound baby, and I am a 110 kind of girl. And so we had a lot of physical things to deal with. But luckily for us, we have the tools. This is my expertise. So we got through it. But couples that don't have the tools that we have might not make it. They might not make it because so often, sex is an important place for people to connect in their marriage or in whatever relationship you are. And when issues around sex come up, sometimes people can't handle it. I mean, there were times, this is really personal, but why not? Honey, I know you love me and you're used to the fact that I share these kinds of things. But like, we literally, there were times where we couldn't have sex and I'm crying my eyes out because I'm stressed about all kinds of things. And luckily, we have the tools to get through that stuff. And so that's another area that I work with couples is, those first couple of years, especially when the kids are like under 3 and under 4, the divorce rates are getting to be ridiculously high because people think you're supposed to be happy all the time in your marriage. And the truth is, a lot of things come up and it's your partner. And sometimes the issues are coming up with your partner. So, I love to make a difference because When you really work and focus on your marriage, it makes a huge difference for your kids as well. And that's why it's also a big part of the game and the mommy's game. We have an adult section. You have to spend some time with an adult. And if you're a married parent, then you can, you know, spend that time with your spouse. And if you're, you know, single, at least get out there and spend some time with a girlfriend or something. It's another form of, you know, finding that balance in your life.
Meredith, I so appreciate, yes, oh yes, I mean, I so appreciate your honesty and your vulnerability, and I think that this is such an important subject to talk about on this show, because people don't, you know, they get so excited and they say, okay, it's, we're going to do the happily ever after, and all you really know is the Disney movies, you know, or the People magazine, or, you know, the grand weddings that you see in England, or, you know, whatever that is,
yeah.
Prince Charles or something, that you get to see all of this. And so that fairy tale that we have of the carriage and the white horse and the man and you know, like I'm saying, Enchanted with the little bluebirds or zippity-doo-dah, and, you know, that's what the whole life is going to be about. And that then when reality sets in and there are things, whether it's a health issue or like you're saying with the C-section or that you have children, and how you communicate and how you share and that you turn towards each other and not away from each other and how you have those tools. Like you said, you had those tools, and even with those tools, you would still break down and cry. And that those children, as they, you know, come in, they're so innocent. You know, it's not their fault, the finances or the stock market or, you know, what does a two-year-old know of any of that? And so it's not up to them, and it certainly has nothing to do with them, but it does change your lives and what's happening and how you deal with those moments and how you share with each other. And it's always wonderful, even before you have children, to say, as things come up, this is, we're going to talk about them, and this is how we're going to share, and this is how we're going to communicate and be there for each other. I remember my mom had said to me when I was just like a teenager, and she was saying, you know, honey, in marriage, you know, people always think that it's 50-50, and she said, you know, and it's really not. She said that marriage is 100-100, and she said it's 100% of who you are at any given moment in time, 100% authentically of who you are, what you are thinking, what you are feeling, who you are, your visions, your dreams, your hopes, your disappointments, all of that. And she said, and what that means is sometimes it'll be 70-30, and sometimes it'll be 60-40, and sometimes it'll be 99-1. But you hope that you marry someone that loves you and cares about you and is there for you. So when you're at 1, they're at 99. And when they're at 30, you're at 74, that you have that ability to share and to care and to be there for each other and to communicate and to get through these times and to get through life and decide we're going to do this journey together, and this is how we're choosing to do this together. And so what a great resource for people that are getting married, that have recently gotten married, or people that plan on having children or have children, or even just for new couples, that they find you as a coach, because obviously you do care and you do know and you have been through these doors, and you know when you step on a landmine how to put all the pieces back together again, and you also know how to avoid the landmines and how to instead use that as love and use that and marinate as a place where you really have a nurturing space. And so I think that what you're doing is just so wonderful, and it's such a magical gift. I really do. And how lucky is your husband, and, you know, and to, I mean, he may,
oh, yeah.
You know, be a superhero, but, you know, you're a superhero too. You really are, because you are that Wonder Woman. So
he actually made me a
narrative.
The first year we're together, he actually made me a Wonder Woman costume with hand-carved brass. Like the belt, the top headpiece, all of it was hand-carved. He sews. He made the costume. I mean, so, yes, I am the Wonder Woman to his Captain America. We do very much have that superhero dynamic, and we are both very, very blessed. I think one of the things that you were talking about in that 100% that each of us brings, you know, we both look at, how do I take care of you know, I think, how do I take care of him today? And he thinks, how do I take care of her today? I don't have to worry about me. He doesn't have to worry about him. We're constantly taking care of each other and thinking of the other one first in terms of how do we work this out? And I think that's a gift that, that a lot of people don't necessarily get in that, especially in that new stage of marriage. You may or may not have worked out, you know, how are we going to be for each other inside of this marriage, inside of this relationship? Things change so much when you get into a house. Like you were saying, your friends, they bought a house and that changes things, and or they move in together and that changes things. You know, there's so many different dynamics that we go through in relationships. How does that, how do we take that on? How do we look at it? What is the perspective that we choose to have in our relationships to give them that coming from that space of love first?
And I know that a lot of people come from overbearing families. And that once they get married, those families want a say in how those children are raised, even though it's their grandparents or their whatever. Yes, and it's very hard to say no to grandparents or to your spouse's parents when you have a child and you have your own idea of how they should be raised or fed or talked to or handled. And so, you know, how do you deal with that? How do you deal with outside sources that want to sort of steer your life?
You know, it's funny because you get outside sources, especially when you have kids, coming from so many different perspectives. And I have two mother-in-laws, and I love them, and they're beautiful women. And I'm very lucky that they're both so, can I offer you some advice? And sometimes they just offer advice. And the one thing that I remember, it's also a perspective, is that everything they're telling me, even if it's something like, oh, you know, she shouldn't be drinking the bottle this long, or, you know, she should be able to put herself to sleep. Mackenzie is not the best sleeper, and, you know, we tried different types of sleep training, and, you know, you can feel that, that some people judge, you know, how things are going in your household. And the one thing that I think when it comes to perspective is if you just remember that everybody, your parents, your in-laws, everybody is telling you something. The underlying message is, I love you and I want you to be happy. That judgment that they're having about not being able to get your child to sleep is because they want you to sleep better. They want to help you with the technique. They want to offer you some information because they love you and they want you to be happy. And so often we forget that that's everything our mom and dads are telling us. Everything your parents tell you. You hear it as, your, you know, I'll say for me, right, for myself, I hear things as, I'm not good enough, I should be making more money doing this, or, you know, I should have chosen a different path, why were you going to be an actress, why not be a producer, why not be this, why not be that, all these different things, and I hear it as, okay, I'm doing it badly, I'm disappointing my parents, I'm not doing it good enough, and the reality is, the conversation is, Meredith, you should be a producer because you'd be so much happier because you're great at it. Or Meredith, I love that you're taking on this coaching thing because you'll be happy at it. Or whatever the advice is that our parents, our siblings, our friends want to share, they're sharing it because they want us to be happy and they're hoping that it makes a difference. Unfortunately, it doesn't necessarily always come across that way. You know, my sister and I are 2 years apart and our daughters are 12 weeks apart to the day.
Wow.
Exactly 3 months apart. And my best friend in high school, Julie, used to say that my sister and I were like night and concrete. We are not even in the same category to even compare. We are so different. My sister is a pathologist. And I'm, you know, and she's, you know, not necessarily the best of people, yeah, you know what I mean. She's a doctor and she's a scientist and she's a researcher. And very, very different. And her daughter, Maggie, is very, very different. Like, she's very much a thinker, and you look at the way she plays with things. And so, you know, you try to think in terms of how we help each other out as sisters. Our kids are so different, night and concrete, exponentially different. You know, so it's interesting. I love to share with her when I can, but so much of the stuff that I have to share, my 12 whole weeks advance notice, you know, more experience than her, doesn't make that much difference because they're such different kids. And I think that's the other thing that's true. Every kid that every parent raises is different. And every situation is different because of your personal dynamics. So as much as some advice might be great, you really have to go, okay, She's sharing because she loves me and she wants me to be happy. And there might be a nugget of wisdom in here. Is there something that I can take for myself and make it work and throw out the rest? And I think that's the best way to deal with your family when they want to share. Just remind yourself, they're not judging you. They want you to be happy. And the other thing is, what they say might have some value to it. If you're an attachment parenting kind of person and they're offering a different style altogether, there might be some value in that. You know, it could be that it's so different, but yet there's one thing that is of value. And I think that's how you deal with in-laws. And I think that's true for kind of all relationships, especially, you know, relationships with parents, parent figures. Really, all they're ever telling you is, I love you, and I want you to be happy, and this is why I'm giving you this advice. It just doesn't feel like that sometimes.
I love that you said that. Now you have me crying when you said, did we just love you? Truly, I was like, oh, my gosh. All of a sudden, I just got so emotional. And that's so true. And when we open our hearts and we really understand that, oh, my gosh, we're not defensive how different that is. I mean, that's the same as you creating a game that you're not looking at the laundry as your enemy, but you're looking at, truly, I mean, that the minute you take away that barricade and that block, and it changes, it turns everything, I always say when you turn every barrier and every wall and every hurdle into a gate, because if it's a gate, you can go through it. The laundry,
yeah,
is a gate.
Love that.
Because it's a gate. You know, it's not, oh, my gosh, you know, I can never do laundry. And it's and also, you know, delegation is always fantastic, too. You know, you do laundry and
I'll
do this, you know, or I'll clean that, you know, where it is that you love to do things. Not necessarily every person loves to do laundry and every person loves, you know, to do whatever that is. And, you know, for me personally, people cannot watch me do laundry. I love to do laundry. Like, it's a sickness. It's, you know, it's almost a cartoon. And even if I was, you know, had all the money in the world, I was the single wealthiest person, you know, and I could have people do, you know, whatever, I still would do, like, there's something to me really calming, really peaceful. It's just the smell of the warm cloth, you know, it's swaddling for me. There's just something that I'm always like, oh, warm sheets, warm towel, like, it's funny, you know. But if somebody were to say to me, look, I'll answer all your emails and you do my laundry, oh my God, yes. Like, I'll do your laundry forever if I never have to turn my computer on. You know, so it's so you find, truly, you know, that there are people that, especially when you're working with a group of moms, that somebody says, okay, you know, I'll do all the laundry this week, and, you know, you do whatever that is, you do all the food shopping for everybody, and you can start to delegate because one person's already going to the market. If they have everybody's list or a couple people's list and they drop the food off and somebody else is okay, you know, I'll do all the laundry, I'm home, I've got a newborn, you know, and you can start to delegate and really create that team feeling and alleviate some time for you to actually have that massage or do things for yourself and have that adult time.
That is the difference that having a community makes. But, you know, you also reminded me that one of the things about the game that also I have created into it is that, like, my husband, for the most part, does the laundry in the household, and I pretty much do the dishes. That's just kind of where we are. And the funny thing is I get the points if he does the laundry because I'm the head of the household. And Mackenzie is just starting to learn to pick up. I get my picking up points if she's cleaning up after herself. And it works for the game that way because it also creates, I've had two or three moms at this point share that, you know, they were sharing the game with their husbands that they're playing, et cetera. And one of my early moms was saying, you know, her husband was like, hey, honey, guess what? I did the dishes for you. I got you your 4 points today. And he was involved and he was excited because guys like competition too. So now they're your number one cheerleader. They're helping you to get the points, too. They're coming onto the team. Like you said, to delegate those tasks, if you can get anybody in your family, if you have domestic help, if you have a grandma or a babysitter who comes at least, and if they do any of the tidying up while they're there. I get a housekeeper that comes every other week. And so that's my one day where I get my points, and I don't have to do that much stuff because, I have to tidy before she gets here, but you know, she does the dishes that are sitting in the sink. So, yay, I get those dishes points because she's here. So it really does also help create that team as a family. And it helps in that relationship with each other. If you're thinking about your spouse as, yay, we're on the same team. A lot of times Kath and I will do something. One of us will do something or two of us will come up with the same idea at the same time that'll make a difference for our daughter. And we'll be like, go Team Tannen. You know, so it really does help bring that, that we're united. We're united together in our goal as a family, in our goals for our household, in our goals for our child. And I think that's the beauty of that element in the game as well, is that if your husband gets to spend the quality time and you get to go have a massage, woohoo, 2 points at the same time, you get yourself their points, and he's getting a quality time point. You know, so you really have that aspect of having that help. And then like you were saying about having the other moms that are up to stuff, I hate grocery shopping. Hate grocery shopping. And I'm good if I can at least get a girlfriend to go with me. You know, the kids can entertain themselves, especially at Costco where you have the big, gigantic carts and you fit two kids in the cart. You put the two kids in the cart, you get the Costco shopping together, you share your membership, you know, that kind of stuff. It's great to be able to at least have somebody share the responsibility or at least join in getting it done, you know? So, yeah, it's the nice thing about this is that we have a private Facebook group for everybody playing, so you have that community. You can find people in your area that are playing too and either have them on your team or play with you in some way, shape, or form. So it does have that as well. So thank you for bringing that up because I completely forgot to share about that.
No, I love the idea of the game. And then beyond the teamwork, I just wanted to take a second and have you talk about how important finding that time for yourself is, though, too. And I know that that's part of the game. But as you're saying, find adult time, but even to take a bath or to have a massage or to just even take a walk or to work in the garden or to be able to answer your emails or whatever that is, how do you create and find time for yourself as a mommy?
Well, I think part of it is having that structure that puts it in just the forward part of your brain. And that's what the game does. It reminds you, right, I have to take care of me. Because naturally our instinct as moms is to take care of our kids first, take care of our husbands, to take care of everybody and put our needs last. And I think that's just who we are. I think that's just a part of our makeup. And I know for me, some of the other things that I do is I forget to eat a lot. And I'm so busy making food for Mackenzie that if it's not something that we're both eating, at least since I started playing, I'm like, oh, right, okay, I'm making enough food. I'm making enough food for both of us. Or I'll eat what she doesn't eat to make sure that I take that time. But it's also to really just have it in your head that when I get to feed my soul, I'm a better mom. I'm a better woman, I'm a better wife, I'm a better human being when I'm nice to me. And I kind of think the universe repays that as well. I think so often when you're struggling in life, it's because we're putting ourselves at the bottom of that rung. And the minute we start to say, okay, if I take care of me, I have more to give to my family, I have more to give to my kids, I have more attention, I have more space for patience, I have more well-being. That if you sit there and go, okay, I got to get, it's one-fifth, it's practically one-fifth of the game is self-care. That's the highest points in the game. And I did it that way for a reason because it is so important. And to find the time, it can be really difficult. You know, sometimes if you're with a kid that's young, you do it while they're napping. You know, sometimes you just got to say, hey, honey, can you take her for a little while so I can go do this? Find the time. If you, you know, there are co-oping sitting, you know, places that will do co-op babysitting and things like that. If you need to, join a co-op or do a switch with a friend and say, hey, I'll babysit yours so I can go get them, you know, I'll babysit yours so you can go do something and I'll, you know, and then you can babysit mine and I'll go do something. You know, there's so many different ideas, but it's important, even if it's just reading a book at night. Or I'm a huge, you mentioned baths. I'm a huge bath person. It is one of my sanctuaries to get a nice hot bath, no sound, or maybe a radio playing or something to just disconnect and just breathe and reconnect with myself. And I think it is so important, which is why it is a big part of the game. And one of the lucky things is we have this telesummit going on with the game, so there's different speakers talking about different things. And next week is health and fitness. And our fitness expert, Lacey Arnold, is talking about how do you squeeze in, you know, a little workout in 10 to 15 minutes while you have the kids running around. You know, how do you do that kind of stuff? You know, what are some different ways that you can fit that time for yourself in while you're doing other things? You know, maybe you paint your daughter's toenails and paint your toenails. Have a little party. You know, do something nice so you at least look down at your feet and go, okay, well, at least my feet look better. Because sometimes it makes a difference. When you go to a networking meeting, you're like, oh, my toenails are all messed up, or I'm going out for dinner, and, you know, you haven't had the chance to paint your toes. And sometimes it makes a big difference. You know,
Mary,
so it's really...
One,
yeah, really
for interrupting, but these are wonderful ideas. I mean, and I, as the show is wrapping up, I see the time is winding down, and I so want just really quickly, because I love what you're saying, and I love what you're doing, but just one more time, would you tell people how to find you? Because everybody listening to the show, anybody that has a child or that is planning on having children, this should be on immediately on your favorites. This should just come up on your homepage. It should be on your desktop, and you should be playing this game, because how do you make motherhood fun, and how do you find the time, like you're saying, to do all of these things in your life and really have time for your husband and your love and to be, create that fairy tale life that you've been hoping for? So tell us how to find you once more.
Yeah, so the Mommy's Game is online at www.themommies, M-O-M-M-I-E-S, because there's multiple mommies playing, game. So it's themommiesgame.com. And the email, if you want to reach me and you have questions, is info@themommiesgame.com. And if you're looking for the relationship coaching, it is canaancoaching.com, and that's canaancoaching.com. And it's also info@canaancoaching. So you can get me at any of those places. And I'm happy to answer questions, provide any information. And, yeah, I'm so just thankful, Nicole, that you gave me this opportunity to be able to share about the game. And you can hear that I'm very passionate about it. And I really want to help moms. I know sometimes people look at the game and they go, oh, this is too much stuff. I'm already doing stuff. I'm just, it's one more thing. It's overloading. But really, it's not. To play the game, it doesn't take any extra time because you're already doing the stuff. You already have to do so much of it. You're already committed to having quality time with your kids. You're committed to getting a little exercise in together to just, you know, be healthy. You're committed to all this
That's
stuff
perfect.
And you want to have a great environment. Yeah.
That's it. Oh, gosh. I love everything you're doing, and I adore you. And Meredith, you truly are beautiful. So just so you know, inside and out, you are beautiful.
Thank
and
you.
What you're doing for people is a beautiful thing. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you again for having me. It was so much fun.
Oh, my pleasure, and thank you. So Meredith O'Brien-Kanan, the Mommy's Game, and everybody should be reaching out to her. Thank you again.
I love that that's what she's doing. It's just so brilliant, and I love the fact that she was so open and so honest with her feelings and relationships, and obviously she is so clear and so caring, and what a tremendous, tremendous heart. And I think that this is just such a perfect tool and technique for this show and for people that are going to be having families or just started families or have children already, how to find that time for yourself. And so I think that it's just an amazing gift. So I'm excited, I'm thrilled, I'm honored, I'm blessed that she was with us today, and so look forward to the upcoming weeks as we have Sydney Cressy talking about travel and exotic weddings and honeymoons and locations, Matt Weinstein from Playfair talking about how to have fun in a relationship, Arjuna, of course, talking to us about sexual intimacy, which is something that we all need, and so many more just incredible guests. So I wish you all a wonderful week. This is Nicole Brandon from Hourglass Brides, with such gratitude towards Meredith O'Brien-Kanan, www.themommiesgame.com. Find it, have fun, and as she says on her card, it's fun, it's free, go register and play, and really make motherhood fun, and find the time for yourself, because really you have the ability to create the life that you dream of happily ever after. So have a wonderful week and look forward to seeing you next week on Hourglass Bride.